appreciate the opportunity to share with you some information today about Dean Funches. And when Tom called me and asked me to give this presentation, I was very apprehensive because, first place, because Funches was the 22nd president of ASA. And I thought, gee, I've got to sit through 21 talks before it's going to be my turn to get up. That is going to be one boring session. And so, I later found, and I still, quite frankly, Tom, don't know why Dean Funches was selected to be one of these distinguished gentlemen after hearing about the contributions from Kansas State and from Missouri. I'm very humbled. But I think, and I'm not sure because this information is difficult to obtain, but I think that Funches was probably one of the first, if not the first, ASA president from the Deep South. And he was the 22nd president of ASA. And let's see that. And the only thing that I knew about him when Tom called me was that the building where my office is Funches Hall. And that's all that I knew about him. And I went out last week to take a picture of the building, and I hope you can see the name Funches Hall there, because we had our Big Ag Roundup last weekend, and the Big Ag Roundup sign kind of covered the name Funches Hall. And also in the foyer of Funches Hall is his portrait. That's the second thing that I knew about him. So much of what I have learned about Dean Funches did not come from personal experience. And neither did it come from talking with people that knew him, because most of those individuals are also gone. But fortunately, recently, a publication was printed on the called Inside Ag Hill, The People and Events That Shaped Auburn's Agricultural History from 1872 through 1999. Much of what I have learned about Dr. Funches came from this publication by two former professors, Dr. Joe Yeager and Mr. Gene Stevenson. And it's about Auburn. It's about Auburn University, because Dr. Funches' experiences, his whole career, was spent at Auburn University. I call him Dean Funches. There's his picture there on the front cover there. I call him Dean Funches because that's what most folks called him. He served as Dean of the College of Agriculture at what was then Alabama Polytechnic Institute, and also director of the Alabama Agricultural Station, Experiment Station, for 27 years, 1924 through 1951. I think this is a record. Usually we have a history of not being able to keep a dean for more than about 6 months, but he served for 27 years, which I think is longer than any other dean in the entire university. But at that time, it was called Alabama Polytechnic Institute. Funches was a native of South Carolina. In fact, he has a degree from what was then Clemson College. It is now Clemson University. He was appointed an assistant in agriculture at Alabama Polytechnic Institute in 1909 while still a postgraduate student at the University of Wisconsin. So like most professors at that time in the South, they had their formal training in the Midwest. Now, to understand a little bit of where Funches came from, you have to understand the economic and agricultural situation that Funches encountered when he came to Alabama in 1909. It was not unlike the situation that was found in South Carolina and throughout most of the South. Cotton was king. In Alabama alone, in 1911, there were over 4 million acres of cotton planted in Alabama. And to supply the people and the animals to grow this cotton required about 4 million acres of corn. To put this into perspective, there's less than 1 million acres of all crops combined in Alabama today. I'm told that you could ride a train from Montgomery, Alabama in 1911 to Atlanta, Georgia, going through Auburn. You would not see a tree except in a creek bottom or around a farmstead. You ride on I-85 today, all you see are trees. The results of this cotton productions. And another thing to keep in mind, that in 1911, 2 years after he came to Auburn, the boll weevil entered the state. And the devastation and the economic deprivation that this caused was also of historic proportions. The result of all this was severe erosion. The land was washing away. Soil amendments were few. Fertilizers were new and really quite novel in the Deep South. There was so much to accomplish in agricultural research and teaching that it is difficult for us to imagine today. You folks in the Midwest had it fine. We had about 6 inches of topsoil that by 1911 was gone. When he came to Auburn, there were three professors teaching all 17 of the agricultural courses. So Butchus was one of three that had to teach everything from cotton production, corn production, agricultural economics, how to teach agriculture, farm machinery. Everything was taught by three professors. His teaching in soils and soil fertility and his stress on getting the facts right led to his nickname, Facts Butchus. Yeager and Stevenson noted that, and I quote, "With his decisive personality, he was a strong agricultural leader grounded in the traditional view of agricultural investigation." Tomorrow I will present a poster entitled "The Colors Rotation, the Oldest Continuous Soil Fertility Experiment in the South." This historical experiment was started in 1911, and it continues today. We don't know who started this experiment. The records do not give a person that initiated this experiment, but it has Dr. Funchess's fingerprints all over it, because it was a precisely designed, it included replications, which was rather cutting edge in 1911. It built on some previous research by one of his predecessors, Duggar, who started the old rotation, which was an 1896 experiment on the Auburn campus. Both of these experiments are today on the National Register of Historical Places. In 1923, Professor Funchess was a co-author of an experiment station bulletin that summarized hundreds of on-farm experiments around the state of Alabama. One of those experiments was the colors rotation. But he was not senior author, he was the second author on that paper, which was typical. But it was full of the facts, thus his nickname, Facts Funchess. The Agronomy and Soils Department was established during his tenure in 1916. Now, it wasn't called the Agronomy and Soils Department when it was established. It was the Agronomy Department. And Funchess was not the first department head. He was the second department head appointed in 1920. But as soon as he became department head, the name of the department was changed to Agronomy and Soils. He changed it to Agronomy and Soils to reflect his science and the importance of soils in crop production in the Deep South. And that name remains to this day. In 1929, while serving as a dean of the College of Agriculture and director of the Experiment Station and head of the Agronomy and Soils Department, three titles, Funchess became the 22nd president of ASA. He concluded his presidential address on November 14, 1929 in Chicago with this statement that summarizes his research philosophy. "Let us never forget that our problem may be stated as one of economic production and that high yields per acre are economically obtained from the basis of low-cost production. As we accomplish this result, we build a firmer basis for American agriculture and earn for ourselves the satisfaction of having been of some service to all mankind." And I think that statement, build a firmer basis for American agriculture and service to all mankind, was part of his philosophy that guided his 42-year career at Auburn University. It was not so much, I don't think, what Funches contributed to ASA and to soil science, but what he gained from having been associated with ASA that he brought back to Alabama that changed the nature of our system in the South. In 1931 and 1935, Funches published two bulletins in which he pointed out the importance of having federal and state funding for agricultural research. He pointed out that three United States companies in the 1930s put more money into research and development than the United States government put into agricultural research. Just three companies. And he kept emphasizing that point. And as a result of that, he was able to get more money from USDA for agricultural research through the Hatch Act, and more money in our state and in other states in the country for agricultural research. Now, back in Auburn, Funches initiated programs which led to the formation of most of the departments that we have in the College of Agriculture today. He was an avid fisherman, but the records indicate that he was very disappointed in the fishing success that he was having in the farm ponds around Auburn, Alabama. Now, this picture I found was not taken. He did not catch those fish in a farm pond. Those were caught in Lake Martin, which is about 20 miles from Auburn, and that lake had just been built prior to his fishing in it. So it was very good fishing at that time. But he was so disappointed in the fishing that was available in the farm ponds that he created the new Department of Fisheries and to help him with his fishing. And today, though, the Department of Aquaculture at Auburn University has an international reputation and leads in both freshwater and seafood research for fisheries. He also was helped to create the Department of Agricultural Engineering, what is now the School of Forestry, Agricultural Economics, Home Economics and Nutrition, which is also a separate college today, and Entomology. From 1883 until 1928, by the way, the Agricultural Experiment Station at Auburn was established in 1883 before the USDA established experiment stations. The Alabama Agricultural Experiment Station struggled doing research on farmers' fields and on the campus at Auburn because there was no organized agricultural research stations. That is why the colors rotation that I showed you earlier was established on the farm of Mr. J.A. Colors. That was a private farm. It was the only place that Funches had to do his research. He realized that we are a diverse state. We have a lot of different type soils in the state. And it was important, just as our previous speakers have pointed out, to do research on these different type soils. In 1928, again, Funches' influence on the state legislature pointing out the need for public-supported research in agriculture led to the creation of these stations on the different soils in the state of Alabama and all of these stations, and there were a few others established in 1928, exist to this day. In fact, Funches had a hand in creating soil fertility plots on seven of those research stations in 1928 when the stations were established, and those same research plots continue to exist today. They're the oldest soil fertility research plots in the country that have been maintained. Under Dean Funches' leadership, agricultural research and teaching began to mature at a small southern land-grant institution. After reading of Dean Funches' accomplishments, I could imagine that much of the inspiration and the ideas that he brought home to Alabama came from his intimate association with other professionals from across America through his service as the 22nd president of the Young American Society of Agronomy. Dean Funches retired in 1951 after 42 years of service. In 1961, the departments of agronomy and soils, horticulture, entomology, botany and microbiology and the new soil testing laboratory moved into the newest and largest building on the campus of Auburn University at that time, Funches Hall. It was the first centrally air-conditioned building on the Auburn University campus. And you wonder why I mentioned that? If you spent a summer like this past year in Auburn, Alabama, you will appreciate that fact. Thank you.